This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. San Francisco 49er legend Dwight Clark reveals that he has been diagnosed with ALS. We're going to talk about ALS. Many of you know it as Lou Gehrig's disease. Remember it as a disease highlighted by the Ice Bucket Challenge. We'll talk about what's going on there. And does repeated concussions or football injuries put one at risk for ALS? Two patients have died at the same clinic less than a year apart after having the Brazilian butt lift surgery. For those of you not familiar with what a Brazilian butt lift surgery is, we're going to explain it to you and talk about the risks. We lost Chuck Berry this last week, the father of rock and roll, at age 90. We'll give you the latest on what happened there. Many of you have been concerned about statin medications causing diabetes. Cholesterol medications are one of my favorite medications in the pharmaceutical medicine bag that I carry around. But can they cause diabetes? We have another study linking it to diabetes. Another very interesting study that came out that we're going to talk about is when you look at people with a good, shall we say, diets and at lower risk for heart disease, you know, we would think, okay, well, maybe, you know, people in Asia may eat better than those in the Western countries, or maybe the Mediterranean diet is best. It looks like members of the Tsimang tribe that live in the Amazon jungle have the healthiest hearts in the world. We'll tell you what they eat and why they seem to be the healthiest. There's a man accused of posing as a dentist, and he got away with it. He was practicing dentistry without a license, and he basically turned the place into a meth lab. So talk about that. How to tell if your dentist is actually a meth, kingpin. And then, of course, your lipstick. Some of us wear lipstick. Some of us don't. For those of us that do, there's a shape to it after we use our lipstick. And the shape, it could be pointy, it could be flat. Depending on what our lipstick looks like, it tells us a little bit about our personality. I think this stuff is really, really cool. It's kind of right on the money. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I finally saw King Kong. I know the movie wasn't called King Kong. I think the movie was called Kong of Skull Island or something like that. And it was excellent. The guy that plays Loki from the Avengers was in it. I don't know his name, but he's pretty handsome and he did a good job. Had a lot of muscles. The girl that was in 21 Jump Street, I don't know the names of these actors or actresses anymore. I'm getting to that age where I just call them by the movie. The girl from 21 Jump Street and Trainwreck, the younger sister, she was in the movie. She did very good. Samuel Jackson, John Goodman. And, I think for a King Kong remake and reprisal, not bad. By the way, if you guys do see the Skull Island Kong movie, wait till the end, because there's a teaser for Godzilla. Yeah, and that's not ruining it for everybody. It's just, you know, everybody says, you know, well, should I stay till the end of the credits to see the teaser? And, you know, for all the Marvel Adventure movies, do that, because there's always a scene at the end that's kind of cute. Even though you're sitting there, you have to pee, and you're crossing your legs going, but I have to pee, and you wait through all the credits. You're like, hurry up, and you're checking your phone. Someone's like, put your phone away. You're like, but the movie's over. Wait till the end, because I guess they talk about Godzilla. But, you know, the one frustration I have with movies is, you know, okay, this movie, it was, you know, very similar to other Kong movies, but there was a twist. They made it a little different. But it's, you know, the fact that they have to go back and rehash the same thing. You know, they are redoing, you know, we need fresher ideas. I realize Avatar was supposed to be the big, you know, discovery and the big new idea of the last 10 years in movies. I didn't think Avatar was that great. Yeah, it was a good movie, but was it really that good? And so we're kind of rehashing the same old things, just like I do on my show. Complaining about movies, right? And, you know, they did do enough twists with it where it's a good movie. But, you know, the problem is are we diluting it? You know, that's why I was very nervous about the Star Wars, the sequels, I guess, the Star Wars sequels. Because Star Wars was just so epic that if you try to make multiple movies, now they're doing a good job. I hold my breath every time I see a new Star Wars movie, and I have to admit, they're doing a great job. It's not going to have the wow factor like it did in the 70s and 80s, I get that. But they're still doing a good job. But they need to be really, really careful with these Kong movies. My kids never saw a Kong movie. And the old ones. And so here was King Kong killing people, right? And, you know, as a little kid, that scared me. See, my first King Kong movie was the Jessica Lange one, where people got stepped on by the ape. And that, or is it a gorilla? I don't know. But anyway, it's a big monkey. And so when people got stepped on and squashed, and I think they lifted his foot, and Jessica Lange is sitting there yelling and screaming, and her dress is flying all over the place, you know, that just scared me. One, it scared me that I could be wearing a dress, and, you know, some monkey could pick me up in the dress, and everybody could see my underwear. And then the other thing that really scared me is that, you know, something could just step on you like an ant. And that was really, really frightening. And so even though that remake wasn't as good as the older one, you're like, okay, well, you know, gosh, that just, you know, opened your eyes. With this, I don't think a lot of kids got it. I think a lot of kids just thought it was a bunch of special effects, a bunch of helicopters, and a big, you know, monkey. So just, you know, I would just caution, be careful. And again, make sure you pee. Oh yeah, I do have a Facebook page on when in the movie should you pee. I haven't been seeing a lot of movies, so I haven't been able to, update that. But I think there was a quiet lovey-dovey scene, and that's the best time to do it. Anytime there's some quiet lovey-dovey scene, that's the best time to pee, because I really don't like that. All right, 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll get to your questions and your comments. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Many of you guys have questions. Some of you have called into our phone line, so let's get right to them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc, it's Steve. I spoke to you before. A friend of mine has a hernia. He was not in favor of the mesh-type surgery. Is there an alternative surgery that has a good success rate for hernia patients? Thank you, Doc. I'll be listening.
All right, thank you. Stephen, it sounds like this was a call, looks like, on our answer line, so you must have been listening to our show later in the day. I do want a few more, I want a little bit more information on your friend, because mesh repairs, are the more common. I feel bad. Can you play that one more time? He spoke kind of fast. I'm sorry, Manny, can you play that one more time? Because I thought he asked that he wants a non-mesh. Yeah.
Hey, Doc, it's Steve. I spoke to you before. A friend of mine has a hernia. He was not in favor of the mesh-type surgery. Is there an alternative surgery that has a good success rate for hernia patients? Thank you, Doc. I'll be listening.
Okay. So, yeah, so the answer to that is yes. There are other ways to repair a hernia, but the most common way is through the mesh. Now, like, for example, let me just quickly review what happens when you have a hernia. So, basically, a herniation is where the abdominal muscles that are supposed to be holding back the bowel and holding back your quote-unquote entrails. Okay, you guys have seen in the movies, like, remember on Star Wars when that big white kangaroo-looking thing on, I guess, Empire Strikes Back, Han Solo had to cut it open so he could stick Luke Skywalker in it to stay warm, and as soon as he cut open the belly, all the entrails came out? Okay, yes, I know that's been in a lot of movies, but I'm just thinking of Star Wars just because that's on my mind. So, obviously, we have feet and feet of intestines, right? Not to mention we have our liver and our stomach and all sorts of other organs, but those are kind of held tightly in place. And even though our intestines are held tightly, there is a pressure that has to build up to keep everything within your abdomen. Some of you guys have really tight abs, and you got a really narrow waistline, and we all hate you for that. And, you know, some of us, maybe we're a little bloated. But if, God forbid, any of us were cut open in the abdominal area, right, the pressure of the length of all those intestines would come out. And, you know, putting it all back in takes some work, and it takes some pressure. So for some of us, we get a weakness, let's say. We get a weakness within that muscle wall without being cut open. Now, for me, I had a hernia because they had to go through my abdominal wall to deal with my ovarian tumor surgery that I had years ago. So there was already a weakness within my anatomy. So some of us will be more prone to weaknesses if we had surgery, but that just because you had surgery doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a hernia. Some people who smoke and cough a lot will be more prone to getting a hernia. So hernia is a muscle weakness that's allowing the abdominal contents to protrude out, even though it's not coming into the open air. Does that kind of make sense? You still have skin, you still have fascia, there's still muscle, subcutaneous tissue, there's still a bunch of layers covering it. But when you feel a bulge, right, you know, when you feel like, you know, oh gosh, you know, I got this bulge down here, then that bulge, what you're feeling is actually the bowel. That's why when you push on it, it's kind of tender. Right? Because, again, you're touching your bowel, even though it's through a lot of layers. So, when your inside layers of your abdominal muscle weaken, you get this bulge. Right? And so, we need to repair that. We need to close up that muscle defect. Now, if you don't, and if the bowel is able to poke through when you cough, or when you bear down when you poop, or if you're getting all angry and you're increasing your intra-abdominal pressure, things are going to force outward. And if you have a ventral hernia, like in the front part of the stomach, some of you guys, when you do sit-ups or crunches, you'll notice it looks like you got an alien about to come out of the top of your stomach. That's just a weakness in your rectus abdominis muscle in the front part of your stomach. Those, you're rarely going to incarcerate or anything because your bowel can kind of move freely, you know, back and forth. But if you have a smaller hernia near your testicle or near the lower part of your abdomen and bowel pushes through during a cough or when you're lifting weights or increasing your abdominal pressure, and that colon or that bowel can't come back, it gets infarcted or it gets incarcerated, meaning blood flow can't get to that part of the bowel because it's stuck. Bowel does not want to be stuck within two muscles. So usually when we see that you have a surge, or we have a hernia, depending on where it is, we're going to recommend that we get this repaired. So when we repair it, just sewing the muscle back together may not be good enough. Because remember, the muscle weakened to begin with. And yes, we have strong sutures. But if that muscle tears again, or if that muscle gets weak, then the sutures that are attached to it will fall off. You guys have done that where I don't know, like, let's say, and if you guys eat shredded chicken or shredded pork, all right, you could maybe sew a couple of those pieces together, but once it tears, you need something that's nice and flat, and you need something that has, you know, a consistent texture to it. And so torn muscle or weakened muscle may not be good enough for sutures to latch onto and make a covering or a patch. You know, when you tear your knees up when you are running around in your jeans, you know, when you were a little kid, we had to put a patch on there. Just sewing the jeans together where it ripped wasn't good enough. So we used to patch your pants. And that patch would provide some strength, hence the mesh. So we have the groin hernias like the inguinal, the direct and indirect. We have the belly button hernias like the umbilical hernia. And then we have incisional hernias from a previous operation. I had a couple of those. When you age, smoke, increase abdominal pressure constantly, genetically have weakness, maybe this is congenital. Some kids are born with a hernia, and we could feel the bowel push through down through their testicle area where their testicle would be. That's the case, you need to have it repaired. So there's a variety of different ways that we do this, okay? We used to do it open, you know, where we would open you up, and now they're able to do this laparoscopically, where they could use cameras, and they could put the mesh in, fold it out, and then they sew the muscle to the mesh. But there's a variety of different types of repairs. If you go to eMedicine at Medscape, they have a list of the different type of repairs, I believe. Let me see here. All right, so where you have, let's say, they have the proline hernia system, where they have an anterior oval polypropylene mesh that they connect to a posterior circular component. And these mesh systems that they have really kind of prove nice. I have mesh currently. The last piece of mesh I don't think held. I think it kind of pulled off of the muscle, so we had to kind of do stronger mesh. But usually the mesh works well. You got the McVeigh repair, where you have the transverse abdominis and the internal oblique tendon suture to an inguinal ligament. So they can take muscle and sew it to ligaments. They can take muscles and sew them together. There's a variety of different repairs, the Bassini, the Scholdeis, the Darn, etc. There's somebody that's advertising, Dr. DeSardis Hernia Center. They're showing a no-mesh inguinal hernia repair that they have found where recurrence is less than 0.2% of patients. Again, you got to be careful when somebody is advertising their own repair. Right? This is Dr. DeSarda. This is Dr. DeSarda's mesh-free technique. But he claims that he has a great, great response with non-mesh. So I know there's a lot of fear about mesh because mesh could sit there and possibly cause inflammatory reactions and it's foreign. But for the most part, mesh has been one of the most successful ways to repair hernia surgeries. This is why we always tell you guys, don't be lifting heavy weights. Don't be causing intra-abdominal pressure if you don't have to. If you don't have to cough a lot because of smoking, don't cut back on the smokes. If you don't have to lift heavy weights, try not to do that. Unfortunately, for a lot of us women that give birth, we're already screwed, or for those of us that have had surgery or genetics. So that's just kind of a quick review of inguinal surgeries. You know, we used to have you off work for about 6 weeks, and now these repairs are done so well, especially with the mesh, that you're able to go back to work quicker. We're not worried about the mesh opening up, or the, you know, before you used to have the muscle kind of have to heal together, you know, with the sutures. Now with the mesh, if that mesh is there, when that muscle is sewn onto the mesh, we don't have to worry that much about keeping you off work for 6 weeks. We could get you back to work sooner. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the former San Francisco 49er wide receiver Dwight Clark reveals that he has amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. He's only 60 years old, and he said he first noticed weakness in his left hand back in September 2015. In a blog post, Clark suspects that his diagnosis was caused by his 9 years in the NFL. He's a two-time All-Pro and Super Bowl champion. And he stated, "I don't know for sure, but I certainly suspect it did." He says, "And I encourage the NFLPA and the NFL to continue working together in their efforts to make the game of football safer, especially as it relates to head trauma." He wrote that he couldn't run, play golf, or walk any distances, and that lifting anything greater than 30 pounds was a chore. What makes these cases so scary is, you know, we'll look at football players or athletes such as Lou Gehrig, you know, and you'll look at them as being in amazing shapes. And we keep thinking, all right, if I'm an athlete, if I work out, if I look strong, if I have muscles, if I do everything that evolutionarily we're supposed to, then I'm not going to be weak. I'm not going to get the diabetes or the high blood pressure or whatever, and I'm going to be fine. And then when you hear that they get these progressive neurological diseases, that will end up being, unfortunately, the death of them, it's frightening. And you know, you look at, you go, but well, wait a second. I mean, this is Dwight Clark. I mean, look at him. He said, after months of tests and treatment, I got some bad news. I was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Those words are still very hard for me to say. Now, he said, I've been asked if playing football caused this. I don't know for sure, but I certainly suspect it did. He was the receiver people would call the catch. Apparently, this is for us Cowboy fans. This really hurt. There was a 6-yard touchdown pass thrown by Joe Montana that allowed the 49ers to beat the Dallas Cowboys in the 1982 NFC Championship game. And so that very kind of famous catch definitely catapulted Dwight Clark's career even more to the legend that he was. Now, Lou Gehrig obviously was one of the more famous people in the past that had been affected with this disease. And so people think, yeah, you know, so this ALS has been around since the 30s. Actually, it was discovered even before that. The amyotrophic lateral sclerosis was discovered back in 1869. This was French neurologist Jean-Martin Charcot. Now, Charcot is known as the father of neurology, and he's done a lot of studies, his name has been in a variety of diseases because of his work. And he and his colleagues discovered that spinal cord lesions, depending on where they occurred in the spinal cord, would present differently as a person started to progress with their paralysis. Some would have muscle atrophy, some wouldn't. So it all depend on when these lesions would occur, or lesions meaning issues or medical issues happening to the spinal cord. It was named ALS by the 1870s, but many in various countries even today still call it Charcot's disease. You and I may call it Lou Gehrig's disease, but in many countries they call it Charcot's disease because of Charcot, who discovered it. Now, in 1939, this is where it got national and global attention, where baseball Yankee legend Lou Gehrig was diagnosed. He was diagnosed, and within 2 weeks, he had to retire. And he gave his famous farewell speech. You guys remember where, you know, fans, for the past 2 weeks, you have been reading about a bad break I got? Yet today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of this earth. And this was the first time fans and America learned of what this disease was. Lou Gehrig ended up dying in 1941. Just 2 years after his diagnosis. So what is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis? Well, it's a progressive neurodegenerative disease that will kind of cause the death of neurons that are responsible for innervating muscles. It's a part of the upper motor neuron diseases. And so if the muscles do not get neuronal signals, right, or nerve signals, they'll start to weaken. They may fasciculate or twitch, and then, of course, they begin to atrophy. When you have muscle atrophy, you can't move. So eventually these patients, become paralyzed, so to speak, in that they have no nerve conduction to their muscles, so they can't move their arms, they can't move their legs, which originally manifests as weakness. Now, what we forget is you need muscles to eat. You need muscles to speak. So many people with ALS begin to have difficulty speaking and having difficulty eating. And then, unfortunately, the nerves going to the respiratory muscles get affected. So now people with ALS can't breathe. Most people that do die of ALS die because of respiratory failure. So could head trauma, could baseball, basketball, soccer, football cause ALS? Well, back in 2010, there was a study out of Boston University that found the abnormal protein TDP-43. And Dr. Anne McKee, who led the study, She's associate professor of neurology and pathology at the Boston University School of Medicine, found high levels of this TDP-43 protein in the brain and spinal cord of two former professional football players and a former boxer, all three of which had sustained repeated head trauma and all three of which developed ALS. Then there was another study in 2007 that looked at an 11-fold increased risk of ALS among Italian soccer players who had suffered multiple head injuries when compared to those who never sustained head trauma. Then there was another study looking at those who served in the military were at higher risk for ALS. So, you wonder, there could be a variety of components. Smoking could be an issue, genetics. Another theory is glutamate, which is a chemical messenger in the brain, seems to be very high in those with ALS, so that could be affecting the nerve cell. So we still need to do a lot of research. Luckily, the ice bucket challenge where people were throwing ice water on themselves actually raised $115 million for research of the devastating disease. They haven't used two-thirds of the money thus far. And they are, researchers are actively trying to find a cure. Right now, we don't have a cure. Approximately 15,000 Americans currently right now are battling ALS. So it's a very, very scary disease. And, they do need to study, what are your risk factors? What can put you more at risk? We see men maybe more than women, sometimes age. But, I mean, Lou Gehrig was kind of young. Dwight's only 60 years old, meaning he probably started this in his 50s. That's not old. That's not, younger individuals can unfortunately be affected by this. Where they need to look at the research, where they need to start focusing their research is of these people that have ALS, what were the variety of things that happened? This is where you go back retrospectively or go back observationally. They aren't the best studies, but there's something you could do where you look at everybody who has ALS and look and, have them fill out thousands of answers to questions of what they were exposed to, what they do, what they ate, how they lived their life, what sports were they in, how much TV they watch. You go back and then you analyze their answers. And if you see that these people with ALS have very high synchronicities when it comes to playing football or head trauma in sports or a cheerleader, yes, I fell on my head a few times, or yes, I had a concussion. Most of us have had a concussion. I had a concussion when I was in kindergarten. Most of us have had a concussion. Mine, I was knocked out. That doesn't necessarily put you at risk. But if you have someone that said, I repeatedly had head trauma, that could stand out. I mean, this is studyable. This is attackable. If we can't find a cure yet, then another mode of action that we could do in the meantime is prevention. And if it looks like football injuries, soccer injuries, can later cause this progression. And mind you, it's rare. Only 15,000 Americans have ALS. You know how many thousands of Americans have played football or sports? So, I'm not ready to say football causes it. But you wonder if, with the amount of trauma that you have, mixed with the right recipe for you to get this ALS, it can unfortunately take over. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a California man is accused of practicing dentistry without a license in an unsanitary office where he allegedly cooked meth. Joseph Hirsch of Redwood City is being held in San Mateo County Jail on $500,000 bail after authorities received a tip about his alleged crimes, according to Mercy News and Fox News. Hirsch is 59 years old. He's accused of possessing and manufacturing controlled substances, possessing brass knuckles, and possessing ammunition as a felon. Authorities say it was unclear if any patients had been harmed as a result of the treatment allegedly provided by Hirsch. Can you imagine you having had gone to a dental clinic and had teeth pulled and teeth cleaned and a drill? Can you imagine? Apparently the clinic appears to be called Thermo Dental. Authorities arrested Hirsch after serving a search warrant at Thermo Dental, and a 3-month investigation involving California's Department of Dentistry and the state's Department of Justice. Mercury News reported the office is allegedly surrounded by warehouse businesses and auto repair shops. A news release revealed authorities discovered a crude dentist office with an x-ray machine and dental tools, as well as narcotics and equipment used to manufacture narcotics. They say a man who answered the phone at Thermo's dentistry told Mercury News that he had no comment on the arrest. So, here's the thing, guys. You've got to use your spidey sense when you go into any of these clinics or offices, etc. All right? You have every right to be nosy, okay? Now, yeah, they're not going to show you their back office. They may not show you the laboratory, as, you know, many times they have to keep it clean, and so they can't have people tracking dirt or mud. But if you are about to have equipment used, you are allowed to look at the equipment. You're allowed to inspect it. If it's sterile, look at it through the packaging. Most of the sterilized packaging is clear, so you can look at it and examine it while holding the packaging. You are allowed to do that. If your medical provider or the staff says, no, we don't want you looking or touching it, ask them to explain, to you how you can at least see and be sure that the instruments they're using on you is clean. All right? Now, mind you, crickets run into doctor's offices. That happens. You're going to get a cricket. All right? You know, there's going to be a spider. Sometimes patients will even bring in their puppy dog. It's difficult to have a clinic 1,000% clean. Then you have to yell to get that and the cute little dog out of there while the nurses are like, oh, it's a cute puppy. You're like, you got to get a dog out of a doctor's office. Patients would just bring their dog in their purses just into the office. And, you know, I'd be like, all right, so how are you today? And then, woof, like, well, there's a puppy dog, what? Yeah, so you need to make sure that you have, you know, you can't just have, you know, a cleaning crew come in once a week or twice a week. You need to make sure you have, you know, a cleaning crew there on site. So, you know, things can happen. But unfortunately, many times, you know, doctor's offices don't. They have a commercial cleaning crew that comes in after hours. And so things can happen. So I get that. There could be spills. You know, somebody could have had a bloody nose in the bathroom. I get that. That happens. But if you're, you know, kind of just getting the heebie-jeebies that just something doesn't seem right, something, you know, is fishy, go with that, you know, go with that instinct. Go with that. You know, and if you think that other patients are going to be at risk, you know, you're allowed to make a complaint. You can do it anonymously. But, you know, that's a concern. And here's some guy that wasn't even a dentist running a meth lab in the office taking care of patients. I'm surprised that we haven't heard more from patients that had something go wrong. I just don't. I mean, how do you know how to provide the injection? There's skill. These dentists and oral surgeons and periodontists, they know how to deliver injections without it hurting. Have you guys ever had an injection in your mouth? They do something where they kind of vibrate. They it's some sort of a distraction thing that they do with the nerve, such that when they inject, you don't even feel it. It's phenomenal. And how does somebody who, you know, cooks meth know that technique? If they didn't go to dental school or, you know, some. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of her mouth, this is a very, very interesting infographic that I saw on Daily Mail, where if you look at your lady's lipstick, her used lipstick, and the way the lipstick is contoured, it tells you a lot about her, or for you ladies out there, yourself. So a makeup artist has created an insightful infographic which reveals what the shape of your lipstick says about you and a person. The image was shared on Instagram by the Kardashians makeup artist Mario Dedovatovic, and it shows 8 different lipstick tips, shapes, and reveals what each means. All right, I put that on my Facebook and Twitter if you want to take a look. So if the lipstick has a slant to it, all right, then you're pretty well balanced. Okay, so mine looks like that a little bit. You know, mine's slanted. All right, because when I put it on, I will grab the lipstick and I will not flip it where the pointy area, because that could, you know, that could make it messy. So I usually still apply it at that slant, so it slants more. If it's completely flat, if your lipstick is completely flat, that says you're more frank. Now, again, there's no big psychological basis for this, but think about it. If you go all the way around with your lipstick, all right, you know, that's a very interesting approach, because you're like, why am I only using one side of my lipstick? I could use the whole thing. I'll get more out of this lipstick. So it's very interesting. More of a diagonal shape means you could be more ambitious. If it's very pointed, then they say you're kind of a go-getter. Mine's not very, very pointed. I am a go-getter, but it does have one area that's a little bit more sharp than the other. If it's more curved, then you're outgoing. If it's concave, you're more romantic. Some of our lipsticks, it's very interesting. It's kind of concave shape. If it's angled, you're a little bit more feisty. And if it's completely round, then it's kind of generic. You're generous. I apologize. Generous. All right. So what does this mean? Well, it's what I like about this. Okay. And this is why I even, waste your time discussing it, is there's a lot you can learn about your partner by little things, for example, around the house. Like, for example, my husband will leave his plate and just leave it there. And the food will start to rot on the plate. And it'll just sit there, all right, until one of us cleans it up. So that tells me a lot about his personality, okay? It means, now, I love my husband to death, but it means that, he doesn't really care. He's not very meticulous about germs, right? He doesn't care that there's rotting food on there. He may not be the most considerate because, now we have to sit here and look at this plate. So it tells me some stuff, and I know it's just a plate, and I love my husband to death. He's an amazing man, but his, thoughts to detail and thoughts about germs, it's not as meticulous as others, and just leaving a plate does that. Same thing with, your deodorant, putting your deodorant on and then leaving the cap off. All right. To some of us, we're like, well, that's kind of wasteful because it'll dry out. It also causes germs kind of halfway, half-assed, right? So these are, so guys, you can look at your lady's lipstick. And if that lipstick is really, really flat, there's some, frankness about her. There's some practicality about her. All right. Yet if it's more angled and pointed and to the side, that's somebody like me where I only got 2 seconds to put my makeup on and I'm going to just quickly put it on, do what I need to do and go. So I'm not going to be that high maintenance when it comes to my makeup. I'm going to be a little bit more, in a hurry. And look, I don't care. I'm going to look good. And I'm going to look good fast, and I'm going to get started on having fun. So, yeah, these little things out there can definitely tell a lot about, about who you're with. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.